Blog Talk Radio.
For a place to sell your products online? Not interested in hiring expensive web developers? Do you love to buy cultural and ethnic products directly from manufacturers? Well, look no further. NewShop.com is the number one online marketplace to buy and sell multicultural and ethnic products. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. 3. Get your free e-store, post your products to sell, and make money. Sell books, clothing and apparel, jewelry, bath products, beauty products, health products, accessories, holistic products, even e-books and downloadable music files. The list goes on. No sign-up fees, no contracts, no annoying product listing fees or confusing HTML coding. It's quick, easy, customizable. Go to NewShop.com for your 9-day free trial today. NewShop.com, the number one online marketplace for multicultural and ethnic products. That's www.nuwshop. All payments and transactions on NewShop.com are securely processed through PayPal.
Ladies, it's Israel the Poet. Do you love stylish jewelry but are also health and spiritually conscious? Many stylish pieces contain metals and plastics which can irritate the skin and do absolutely nothing for the spirit. So why not be in style while aiding your spirit? Gemini Creations presents Angel Wings, our newest earring line that infuses radiant feather earrings with angelic spiritual gemstones. So look great while aiding your spirit. To check them out, visit GeminiCreations.com. That's GeminiCreations.com. Like us on Facebook. That's Facebook.com/GeminiCreations. Or you can contact Tay Queen through TayQueen@Hotmail.com. That's TayQueen@Hotmail.com. Peace and blessings always.
Peace, everybody. This is Tay Queen, and you are listening into Conversations with the Queen. We are having a moment where we are waiting on Queen of Florida to call in. Hopefully she does call in. If not, we'll just play this playback of one of our previous episodes, which is the importance of healthy birth in the Black community, which is a great, great episode anyway. So I'm going to get into the play of that one. So this is a previously recorded show, but if at any moment during the call Queen of Four does call in, we will let you know. All right, peace.
Blog Talk Radio.
wanna go deep, baby. Unfortunately, you are not ready for me. I see you wanna go deep, baby, but unfortunately, you are not ready for me.
Conversations with the Queen, where we value a holistic and conscious approach to life and self-improvement. We often focus on psychological, spiritual, and emotional balance, but we discuss any and everything that pertains to bettering ourselves. So on today's show, we will be discussing a great topic, which is the importance of healthy birth in the Black community, featuring Divine Bailey and Nicholas. And she is a great sister with a lot of information and an important topic. But before we get into that, I would like to invite you to visit conversationswiththequeen.blogspot.com, where you can catch exclusive articles and information that pertain to the show. Also, don't forget that if you miss the show, you can always check us out on the archives here at blogtalkradio.com/poeticenergynetworkstation. Also, don't forget to like our fan page on Facebook, which is facebook.com/conversationswiththequeen. All right, and that is a great way for you to keep in touch with our scheduling, what we're doing, anything that we have going on. Another great site for you to visit is our newest blog, which is thequeensandpost.blogspot.com. And the Queendom is a movement that is dedicated to uplifting the first teachers and the first classroom, which is the woman. So it's time to support sisters who support our community. So make sure you definitely go check that out. And that's, again, thequeensandpost.blogspot.com.
All right, everybody, we have Queen of Four on the air. Queen of Four, you are live.
Yes, I am here.
Hi.
It's always a pleasure.
Yes. And this week we'll be discussing living a detox life. So we're just going to open up the floor and allow you to speak your piece on that topic.
Thank you so much. Always great to be in the company of such sacred sisters and brothers who may listen in and be a part of this sacred healing. I am in the flow of greater detox. I'm in the flow of it. I've been living this detox life for 43 years. And it has saved my life. And why am I saying a detox life? Because people will see me as I'm on my bike, at the park, at the food co-op, at the farmer's market, by the bank, and they're telling me, Queen, I did my detox last year. I said, oh, good. I did it in the summer. They're reminding me when they did it. That is the issue, when we did it. As opposed to what are we doing? What are we giving to ourselves on a daily basis? The detox lifestyle means that you're going to take a journey, and I call it going into the gates of the door of no return, that you're not going to come out of it. You're not going to slack up. You're not going to fall back. You're not going to fall from grace, none of that. When you take the journey is a way of life, as opposed to a season or a time of challenge or of a time of releasing but you're going to be able to use the detoxification through all the seasons, through every transformation, through every walk of your life. And that has been my conclusion, that that's how we're going to be successful with our wellness. So set your visions high, up on high. And inside of that, your vision, write out, channel, what do you want to heal on a mental level? What shift of thought do you want to take on that your thoughts create your reality? Go deep and cleanse the heart. Who are you carrying in your heart? What wounds? What person that when you speak of their name, you feel sad or depressed or enraged? Cleaning up the heart as we go through our detox. Some have a list. Years ago, I used to have a list. And so a friend of mine says, well, you're going to pull up your list now? Because, you know, when you get depressed and upset, you start saying, well, you know, so-and-so did this and such did that, when in actuality, mm-hmm. that's your life. And that's what you've attracted to yourself. That's what you have created for yourself. And now you get a chance to shift that by taking responsibility for what has come to you and what has come through you as literally a readout of life.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to clean up, as we do this life detox, we'll clean up our hearts. Begin the process of forgiveness, of letting go. You say, well, how can I forgive when someone has done this or that? Well, because your heart is on the scales of ma'at, of balance, you must forgive. But how do you forgive? Because every experience is a lesson. In Heal Thyself, we say every lesson is a blessing. And when you get the lesson, you get the blessing. When it is revealed to you why this has come in again, yet again, then you start to ask yourself, maybe it's not all of them. Maybe there's something in me that I'm carrying. Is it some subtle anger? Is it some subtle hurt? Is it overt hurt? Is it want to get back at somebody for what they've done? When you say that I have created my reality, then you can create a new reality. So let's begin our process of detoxing the heart, and that's on an ongoing basis. The clearing and the cleansing and the detoxing of the mind is ongoing. It's your whole life. The cleaning of the heart is ongoing. It is your whole life. The cleaning of the body. The body is the mind. The body is the end result of your thinking. The body is the end result of your emotions, your heart. So the body actually tells the story. And you can turn the chapter in your body and say, oh, that's why my back is hurting. I didn't feel support. I wasn't supporting myself. I didn't keep my own promises, so how could anyone else keep promises for me? Okay, so your heart is, you start to have heart palpitations. So who are you holding, what are you hosting in your heart? So you go through that cleansing. But whatever's going on in the emotional body and the mental body, it will show up in the physical body. And disease takes years for it to get into a physical place. It takes time.
Mm-hmm.
It has to start first on a mental and emotional level. And if not addressed, then it starts to show up in cellulite or it starts to show up in a fibroid tumor or it starts to show up in a clot, in heavy clotting, menstrual clotting, or chronic PMS, deep sweating and dry uterus. See, these are states of consciousness. These are diseases of state of being. And so our detox life is all of our lives. I'm still looking at when I was 17 years of age and all those issues that I brought with me. I had the chronic allergies, and I would scratch my skin sometimes until it would bleed. That was anger and stress, I realized as time went on. And I had the chronic asthma, my lungs shutting down involuntarily, just shutting down on me, where it just was like a little stream of air that could only get in and get out, painful to breathe in and to exhale out. So what was I feeling closed down or shut down or not able to take a breath of life? And then I thought about the arthritis, the pain in my arm, my shoulder, and that's the body breaking down from the emotional body breaking down. Your skeletal structure can't hold you because of all of the pain that you have carried emotionally and mentally. And then I thought about my menstrual flow would be several days, and I was constipated. And so all my systems were screaming for help and healing. And I reflected, and I went back to as a little child, how I saw the world and how afraid I was of this world. And so it, over time, it just took over the body. And then I started to study healing, and I healed myself of 21-day cycles. All of those physical issues left, but, of course, there's some remnants of the spiritual and emotional stuff. You have to go deeper, and that was the process. That was after many baths and many prayers and many Native American sweat lodges and many massage treatments, and the layers of pain and suffering would leave the body. And then I would be able to have a days of joy. Well, I would say thank you, thank you, thank you all day and be so happy, could never run out of gratitude. I would say thank you all when I wake up in the morning, and that's the gratitude of the detoxing and the cleansing. It comes as you go deeper. We are not just cleaning out and detoxing what we carry in our present. We're also carrying our mothers, our fathers, our grandmothers, our grandfathers, our aunties, our uncles. We're carrying their issues in our tissues, their issues in our blood. That's what makes us be on common ground. It's in the blood. So when you start to clean out the blood, you start to clean out the hurt from your mother and your father that's passed down. You start to live a detox lifestyle. You start to live well. And what do you have to give to the family? You can look back at your family. You know, I'm going to write a letter to my family. I have a large family. I had 9 aunts and 5 uncles. And when I was younger, well, they never wanted to hear from me. I would be on this path, but I went, elder cousin, she said, okay, just tell me 3 things that can help me, and that's it, not another thing. I said, okay. And that took like 30 years for even one cousin to even ask. And so she did ask, and I gave her 3 things. I said, well, you see that watermelon we're having, going to have, and you see that pig that has been, you know, roasting, and the sweet potato pie, and, you know, the whole picnic thing. And I said, try not to eat all of that. Try to have more watermelon and more salad. Okay, that's 2 things. Have lemon water every day and give thanks for your life. So she said, that's enough, that's enough. So, but now I feel so inspired to write a letter to my family. I speak of my family in the book City of Wellness, Restoring Health to the 7 Kitchens of Consciousness. And I've never done this before, but the Spirit has told me today to write my family a letter. I'm very quiet around my family. They're not ready for what I have to say, so I don't push it. But at this time, because just last week, 2 family members passed on, and now they're in the spirit world. And so I have one that was a few years younger and one just a few years older. And meanwhile, I'm riding my bike and doing yoga, standing on my head and getting energized. I want them to have an opportunity. I want them to have a chance. And maybe because so many crises is happening in the family, my family may just be ready. But one thing I've had all these years, I've had what I call my extended family, and that's you. And that's all of you on the call and all of you who have read the books and who have done your cleansing and going back again and realizing it is a lifestyle, it's a way of life. But I have been speaking to you, so I've been feeling wonderful that my extended family can hear me and that they heard me loud enough to they start to help their family, their blood family members. And so it is spreading. The wellness is spreading. The end of 2012, of course, led into 2013. And through the Mayan calendar, when I first read about the Mayan calendar, it must have been 20, 25 years ago. And it caused such fear in me. I thought, oh, my goodness. So, you know, this is it, 2012. And then as I began to detox, purify, cleanse, I began to realize that the end of anything is the beginning of something else, and it can be something greater. And so at the end, December 31st, and then the first came, and we all looked around, and we said, we're still here. And then all of January and then February came in March, and I really saw, I believed that. I just said, well, if it ends now, I know there's a new beginning, even if it's in the spiritual realm. but it's still, we're here. And we have a chance now to get on the wings of this high frequency and vibration that my girlfriend always, Diana Farr, talks about, this frequency and energy that's on the planet Earth now to give us, to move us into a deeper level of transformation to the point where I was given this vision, because it's all about the detoxing and the cleansing. That's how you can really catch this light and ignite this light within inside through the cleansing. And one of the prayers is from the Persian Rule, the ancient text. It says, may I be protected, first book of spirit, may I be protected by 70 purifications. And it goes on, I purify myself with the great stream of the galaxy, and that which is wrong in me is pardoned, and the spots upon my body and upon the earth are washed away. I come that I may purify the soul of mine in the most high degree. So that 70 times 70 purification, that means endless cleansing.
Mm-hmm.
Cleansing throughout your day. Cleansing from one day to the next, from one season to the next, constant cleansing, constant purification. Purification of the thoughts, purification of the words, purification of your deeds, purification of your home, purification of your relationships, purification of your diet intake, purification of your inner body, purification of your colon, purification of your blood, purification of your energy. The whole being, your whole life, for me, that I have seen, it is to have a purified, detoxed life, which after 25 years, I was giving the one-day fasting shut-ins, every seasonal change. And then of late, I started to give the one-day detox program, what was every other month, and one is coming up November the 4th. And you can take part in it, no matter where you are, through teleconference and through face-to-face. So for those who are out there away from Brooklyn, it will be in Brooklyn, that you'll be able to take part in it, and you'll get your tonics. You'll get your tonics. You can take your tonics at home while we go through a day of cleansing. I want you to be a part of that. And then it didn't stop at the one-day detox. I've always asked for fresh new information and fresh new ways to energize the people, to energize my blood and extended family. And what has come to me, and we're coming at the end of the first of four sessions, and these are four detox workshops that I give on Thursdays to those who have taken and made a commitment to get their 7 or their 21-day detox kit that I have to offer. And so that's extraordinary because in the past, one would come and get their formulas to get a consultation for healing, for cleansing, and they might not get through their whole kit. You know, how many of us have flower essences and herbs and nutrients and such, and we get through half of it and we try something else? Or, you know, we keep trying something else as opposed to being able to focus in and going all the way to that has come into your life to help and to aid you. So the purpose of the teleconference is to have everyone come on board on Thursdays who've made a commitment to live, a commitment to detox, a commitment to take responsibility for their well-being. And so I teach from two books, The City of Wellness, Restoring Your Health with the Seven Kitchens of Consciousness, where food is medicine, and the medicine is in the food, and, of course, in the thoughts and the words and the deeds. And the other book is Heal Thyself for Health and Longevity. And so this is like just as I'm on this call, and this is Building Healthy, Holistic Communities. That's an extended call, extension of this call for me, and that's also to build healthy families, healthy communities, healthy cities, a healthy world. And so in this training, we will talk of detoxification. Now, that is to keep you on your seasonal cleansing. So you want to detox for 12 weeks. Every 21 days, every round goes higher and higher. So however you do it, you know, if your cleansing is through constant prayer and meditation and rising up at 4 o'clock in the morning to write your vision quest, then that could be your 12 weeks. For others, it may be that they may get a series of colonics and move into a vegetarian lifestyle. For others, it may be that you take your healing bath, your spiritual salt bath, your herbal baths, your flower essence bath for 12 weeks. What I'm saying is whatever you're going to do, focus in for a season. Go in, go strong, and allow the layers and layers of congestion and poison to come out of your skin, to come out from your mind, to flush out from your mouth, to flush out from your anus, to flush out from your sweat glands. Allow that waste that has been accumulated before you were even born to begin to process out of your body. There's a small little book that I'm going to start, you know, referring to or back to. I might as well start now. And it carries a mini through. It's called The Estine Gospel of Peace. So, wow, I haven't spoken of that book for some years now. But because I'm going into this deep cleansing and just taking more people through, it's a lovely book, and they talk about the angels to help to cleanse us, the angel of air, the angel of fire, the angel of water, and the angel of earth. Mm. And this book, The Estine Gospel of Peace, is from the Lost Scrolls, and they call from the Lost Scrolls in the desert. And so my research has led to me that that desert was in Kemet, that the Lost Scroll of the Estine Gospel of Peace, based on the elements, was from Kemet. Because when I would open the way, you open the way with the elements, air, fire, water, and earth, and that's from a Kemetic base. So in everything, spiritual work, holistic work, it brings it back to the first people. It brings all the holistic principles back to the African people from Kemet. So when you start to begin to study everything about the originality of where it all began, then you can feel certain, wow, this is my culture. As I take on my cultural rites of purification and cleansing and healing, then I don't have to carry disease in my body. It is my birthright, it is my cultural right, it is my destiny to be whole and well. So whether you're going to be from the Estine Gospel of Peace to get you inspired based on those elements as that are in your body, that's in our body, as we start to purify and connect to those inner elements, air, breath, fire, sunlight, live foods, water, your baths, your internal hygiene, earth, your green foods from the green field, those elements inside your body, air, fire, water, earth, your bones, your earth, your colon, your earth, your fire, your blood, your reproductive center, your blood, your reproductive system, your fire, your air, your oxygen that feeds all your tissues and cells. They said disease cannot live in an oxidized body filled with oxygen. So it's important that we bring life-giving foods that have been cooked and prepared by sunlight. And then you have air, fire, water, earth in the body. The air is your lungs. As we begin to detox, purify those organs, purify those body systems, and keep them clean, we will have health and longevity. And if you are 60 years old after going through a season of detoxing and cleansing, you'll feel 40 or 30 years old. And if you're in your 40s, you'll feel 25. And if in your 20s, you'll feel 13. You will have the old age disease. We call that high blood pressure, fibroid tumors, cancer, and all of that. That's because we haven't been living a detox life. And then you take that and you take the fast food and you put that on top of everything. And not those who are on this call. Those who are on this call are on a different frequency because otherwise we'd be attracted. But we have family members who live off of fast food. The holidays are coming, and we're going to have people burying themselves in food because this is a time for some of joy, for many it's a time of sadness. People have passed and maybe a transition, and this is a family time, so they're starting to think about their mothers and their fathers and their grandparents and so on. So they start to get depressed, and they then go to food for comfort. But does the junk process, the dead food, give you comfort? Or does it give you disease? So if you start now with your detoxing, your cleansing, you or your family members can just override all the sickness that comes as the Thanksgiving, the Thanksgiving time, or the Christmas, or the New Year's, and you just keep piling it. The family keeps piling that food on. So So I would say those who are on the call especially, to help your family and to help yourself, because your family is you. And if they're suffering, you will have that, you'll have that experience as well. But as you overcome, then it becomes less of that. But this, inside the book that I've written, The City of Wellness, I have what's called the International Soul Food Kitchen. The International Soul Food Kitchen is your Southern Soul Food vegan, your Caribbean Soul Food vegan, your African Soul Food vegan, your Spanish Soul Food vegan. What I have received is a museum of recipes that are related to the different families, the different tribes, the different clans. And I have put in there, in those foods, alternatives. So say, for example, one went there, classical from the South, the sweet potato pie. Then you would get organic potatoes, and then you would mix in that with not cow's milk that causes tumors and cysts and sinus congestion and colds and allergies. You would use almond milk. And then I have a recipe for making your own almond milk or sunflower milk. And then say you're going to put the sweetener. You would either have a dried date. You can take yourself maybe 5 to 10 dates, soak them in water, then blend them, and then strain them, and that becomes your sweet, your natural sugar. Or you can use agave, or you can use licorice root or unsweetened, unprocessed raw honey. Those are some of your sweeteners that you can take in place. And then instead of having the eggs, have your egg replaced if you want to do a little rising. And with that, you may put some cinnamon, because cinnamon helps to arrest heavy clotting and bleeding in women. So you have your delicious sweet potato pie, which you can make your crust. You can have, if you have a dehydrator, then you can make a crust made from pumpkin seeds or walnuts or sunflower seeds. You can literally get a shell or a container of to put as your pie for the pie crust. And then you would get 2 cups of sunflower, but more of a grounding with a walnut. And you would blend them. You would blend them into a paste. You can add a little bit of apple juice if you like, and you blend that until it becomes a paste. And then you can put some sweetener if you want a further date that you have soaked. And then you put in the shape of the pie pan, and then you take that and you put that into your dehydrator. And you have, it takes 8 hours to do. You can do a few of them. And then you take it out, you make sure you put a little olive oil over, cold-pressed olive oil, and then you put your sweet potato pie in it. You put the batter that we spoke of, and then you put that in the oven, and you now have your sweet potato pie without hurting yourself. See, foods that are real foods, they don't cause you to have stress and disease. But when we eat food, it's food stuffing. It's just we're eating and it's not whole food. Then we make ourselves sick with each and every bite. So whatever your desire is, I have examined the various foods from the various clans and tribes. If the family can have the food that has the same texture, the same taste with the seasoning, the same look, the appearance, the same shape, most families will take it on. So whatever that is that's in your family, I believe I pretty much covered it in the book. So it's worth you getting that. Now, that's one of 7 kitchens of consciousness. Now, is that food detoxing? Well, because you're going to get more whole foods, more live foods. You're going to make your, you're going to learn about in this, the fourth kitchen, I have your emerald green salad. There's nothing like an emerald green salad made of kale. And then your your dressing will be made of avocado and sage and dill and cumin and olive oil and some dried tomatoes or organic tomatoes fresh. And you put that into your blender and you blend it and you have a most delicious sauce. I even talk about making your own French dressing. So all of that is a part of having a detox life. Because one of the complaints that people have is, I don't know how to eat. I want to cleanse, but I'm not sure how to prepare. So when you come on the call on Thursdays, I tell you how to prepare. So I'll just walk one through. What does this look like that I'm talking about? You know, I'm giving a lot of words, but you say, okay, give me some groundation. Well, I go from my own life experience. What I am sharing with everyone with the 21-day with this detox life is what has saved my life. That was my template. I opened up my house to my friends. My friends would come and spend a day or would stay for a few days and stay over, but they couldn't bring their brown bags into my kitchen. They had to eat. I let them know at the door, if you're coming over, you can't bring any junk in my kitchen. I have a kitchen lab. And they said, okay, they want to visit, so they'll just take my food and indulge me. But after a day, two or three days, whatever issues that they had, it was gone. And he said, wait a minute. And I'd love to serve, so I would let them a bath and give them a healing salt bath. And I'd make their tea in the morning, and I'd give them their kitchen a flush, and I'd make a large salad. And that's how I functioned. And I still do that to this day. So they would live a lifestyle. And I wrote that lifestyle for myself, and that healed me. Now, what happened, I opened up a center years ago, and I opened the center, and the first thing I did in that center, I set up my colonic station, and I am doing it now, and I also set up my consultation area. I set up my kitchen to be able to do food preps in the kitchen, and then I ran the 21-day detox program. There were three people that joined and three people who graduated, and since then, thousands people have gone through the 21-day detox with me. So I have been able to master it. And what ended up happening is I would tell people, go to the health food store, get this. And at that time, I was coming on a radio show, Bob Law from Night Talk, and he said, the people are running around all over town looking for this herb and that herb, and you told me to take three of these and four of these. He said, could you put this together yourself? Could you? First of all, he said, write the book, Heal Thyself, and I did. And so the detox information is in the book. It's laid out. But then he said, can you also put together formulas? He didn't say the word formulas. He said, can you have what they need in one location so when they get off the call and they get all excited about their wellness, they can go up to you and get everything they need? So I said, okay. He went so far as to get through his wife, Muntu. He gave me a $500 check as a donation so I can get started. I said, okay, you don't have to give me the donation. I'm going to go ahead and do this. And that's how this 21-day detox kit came into being. Mm. It was the green life is a builder for rejuvenating the tissues and the cells, the nervous system, the memory, so the body can become vibrant all over again. We are aging prematurely, and we're breaking down very rapidly. And by the time there's women as mature in a family, all the men have passed. The women are 60 and 70 years old. The women are still here, but all the men have passed on because the men, they're not changing their diets, or they're eating a little heavy outside, and they're eating on the run. So their diets are not as even healthy as the women, and the women are challenged because the women may overeat. So all this is happening in our homes, in our communities. It's making us sick, and we have to change our lifestyle. So with that in mind, you have your 21-day detox. Now, in the early days, everyone who came in, I said, everyone, you got to fast. Just everyone fast. They were fasting on vegetable juices, fruit juices, their water, their teas and all. And so I matured, and I got wisdom. And the Spirit said that's too harsh on most people. So I have what's called the flexitarian diet, where if you have a chicken and fish, that is your beginning. Start there. Have it in the middle of the day, accompanied with a lot of salads and some fresh fruit, your water, your herb teas, and all of that. Then that's the beginner's level. That's many people who don't know where to begin. They don't want to feel like I'm going to have to be a vegetarian. Everyone doesn't want to become vegetarian in the beginning. But over time, they say, wow, I feel great. I'm losing the weight. My waist is going back, and my energy is going up. So they're getting excited more. So they're willing to let go of more of the animal product and take their vegetable protein. Then we have those on the vegetarian level, that's the intermediate level. Then we have that's those who are having the vegetable protein, which helps to prevent cancer cells from festering in the body and the STDs that we're spreading around from couple to couple. It's just poison. We have to detox. And then you have the third level, which is the raw foodists, those who are sun-cooked foods. And then those who are juicetarians, who predominantly take in liquids as their foundation with a little bit of solid food. And those four levels is what I teach based on the Heal Thyself philosophy, the City of Wellness, and the Seven Kitchens of Consciousness. So we have the green life formula that you're taking as a liquid breakfast, a liquid lunch, and a liquid dinner. So all the, it's like if you look at it this way. If you have a little baby and the baby is going to be is going to grow from the food that you give, then you cannot just give baby breakfast and then forget to feed the baby at 4 o'clock. You give the baby food by 4 o'clock, you give the baby 9 o'clock their meal. That baby will be fretful, will be shaking, will be crying, will be getting sick, will bones will become brittle. That's the baby. The baby has to be fed in the morning, again midday, and again in the evening, and with maybe little tiny little fruits and things in between that. So you are the same. We have to nurse and nourish ourselves, no matter our age, in the morning. We have to nourish ourselves with whole foods in the midday. Our salads, our steamed veggies, our juices, our sprouts, our water, our herb teas. And then when the sun is going down for dinner, we must nourish ourselves again. Then we won't be stressed out. We won't be quick to anger. We won't be obese. We won't be arguing and fighting and fussing. We'll be able to be at peace and to be centered because we're living a detox life. So once you get this information and you start living like this, you're not going to go back. That's why I call it the doorway of no return. You're not going to backslide because you're going to be so joyous and so happy. I think about one particular person who went on the detox. Dr. Bernadette Sheridan was actually looking for someone who could work in her clinic who she felt knew what they were doing. She's a physician for 30 years. She was not going to have any challenge with her license. So whoever she was going to be that person, she had to feel confident. And so many of her clients were also patients were my clients. So when you get a physician, you pretty much stay at that physician. Well, these are people with her for 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. And so she would ask them, what's going on with you? You don't seem to be having this. Your pressure's now normal. Or I'm cutting back on your medication, your meds from your diabetes. Or you're not suffering from hypertension. Or you're losing this weight. So that was going on for a few years. And they would ask her, so what's going on? What are you doing different? She said, well, they would say, he or she, I'm going to see Queen of Four. I've done the 21-day detox. I'm taking this as a way of life. Of course, they're still loyal to their physician. They still see their physician every, you know, twice a year or four times a year to be examined and just make sure everything is on the up and up. And so she heard this going on for a few years. She said, I've got to meet this Queen of Four, and I need to meet her. So she invited me to come to her clinic. I came. It's in Brownsville. I got off the elevator. I walked to her. She walked to me. We hugged each other. And we held on to each other. And what came to me at that moment was the allopathic and the holistic embraced. And we merged. And we had been together for 5 years. So for 1 year, I did volunteer work, and I taught at her clinic. I taught every Wednesday a different topic. So she would ask me the topic to teach on holistic. She wasn't threatened by me teaching because she has 10,000 patients. So how's she going to be threatened about me teaching? She said, this month, teach about diabetes and what to do naturally. The next month, teach about high blood pressure. The next month, teach about prostate cancer. The next month, fibroid tumors. And she would go on, and it was 12 different topics. And then I taught an additional one, which is your foundation, how to eat, how to live a holistic lifestyle. So every month that was happening, at the end of the year, I didn't record it. But I said, wait a minute, I know there was a reason why I did this, besides doing community service. And what I ended up doing is I went into the studio and I taped all of those 12 sessions. And now it's called the Empowerment Series. And so when my clients say, well, I can't afford to see you, Queen, but I said, well, you can afford to get a $20 CD on all of those topics I just said. And you can hear me over and over and over again until you begin to master your wellness. So that's something that came out of that. But what happened when that year was done and I did my community service. Now I asked her, I said, could you now do the clinical test of a group of people? So she said, yes, I'll do that. And it was at her clinic, Grace Family Practice. She brought five nurses on to help her with the examinations, which were done every other week. And 29 people joined us, and they had blood work, and she tested them every other week. And it was marvelous because every week or every other week she was taking somebody off their medication or decreasing their medication. So that I wasn't trying to do that. That's what she was to do. When people see me, I tell them, go back to your physician after a month with me. And the medication, the doctor will decrease your medication accordingly. So with that, then the people are now healing. So there's one person that comes to mind as a pimple, as an example. She was eating, when she first started her detox, her lifestyle, and it was working and working together for 12 weeks. What did she had? She was on beef and goat and lamb and curry this and, was, you know, curry's fine, but not on the meat. And so she had, you know, the fried foods, the microwave, the junk, everything. Mm-hmm. So at the first 21 days, I didn't impose on and tell everyone they had to be vegetarians. I said, take flexitarian lifestyle. Those who are there, those who are vegetarians, go deeper. Those who are live foods, go deeper. Cut back on the nuts. Soak them overnight. Eat your starch, even your whole grain in the middle of the day. So I give all these pathways to healing. And what ended up happening is after her 21 days, she went right to chicken and fish. The next 21 days of the season, she stopped all chicken and fish, and then she started having nothing but vegetarian protein. The third 21-day cycle, she went into live foods. And the fourth one, she went into juice therapeutic, juice fasting, and live foods. Now, all during this time, she's taking her Green Life Nutritional Formula to repair. She's taking her Master Herbal to detox the cravings. She's taking her Colonese and Herbal Laxative to flush out the old waste from her colon, the parasites, the worms, the gases, the old impaction. She's taking her clay and packing it on areas that the knees, for example, the knees were getting weaker and, you know, she was having pain going up and down the stairs and swollen ankles and packing the clay. And then she was taking her Breath of Life as the other 29 people, and that was clearing all that mucus that has been accumulated in her sinus and her ear, eye, nose, lungs, and throat. So by the time she got to her 12 weeks, she was 38 pounds less. She was she had four forms of medication. She was off of three of those. And then later on, she kept on after her 12 weeks, and she got off that last. And the Dr. Sheridan took off of the last one. And then she actually let go of her husband. They were miserable together, you know, and she would say, you know, I'm going to leave him because he's not treating me good. And sometimes one would detoxify and get closer to their mate. And sometimes you'll detoxify and you'll get to see that cycle is complete. So you not only detox out the toxic lifestyle, but toxic conversation, toxic relationship, or if it's a toxic relationship, it can be restored if you detox together. And then you would unify and come to higher ground together. But he didn't choose to do that. So her mind, she became clearer. And so she's living to this day. It was 5 years ago we did this. She's to this day still living a detox life. Well, that's an example of any of us. Once you get on this path of wellness, you don't go back and say, I did my cleansing last year. I did my cleansing for the spring detox. No. You're going to continue to live a detox life. What happens as you keep going through all the seasons? You begin to form circles of wellness. Circles of wellness is how we're going to get the planet healing. If you are a citizen of wellness because you're living this detox lifestyle, then the people in your community, in your spiritual house, in your at your job, as they are watching you heal thyself, they may say, what are you doing? Why that salad? Well, it helps me to lose weight and cleans out the old waste from my colon. Why are you taking those juices? Because my skin is becoming more radiant and I'm feeling more vibrant and alive. So you don't always have, you can sometimes wait for people to ask, and sometimes you can just organize a circle. For example, a pastor came in to see me today, and he just started his cleansing. He interviewed me a few days ago for his a show that's to come on BET for the top of the year. And he said, I think I need to be living this kind of lifestyle. And so he came in today. And then after that, he said, I would like for my congregation to start cleansing. What can we do to get them going? I said, well, one of the ways is I'll come out and I'll do a one-day detox. And that will be the circle of wellness.
And then your whole congregation will have a greater blessing coming forth because you're being the example, and those who follow you, they're as high as you go. So the higher mm-hmm. you go and be that living example and get that optimal wellness, the higher those who come to follow you, to be inspired by you, will go. So this is how we then begin to change communities into wellness. We can take this work, if you're part of a PTA, you cleanse and you detox, and take it to the PTA, the men and women, the mothers and fathers of the students. And then when your parents are cleansing, the children are no longer getting childhood diseases, the mumps, the measles, the chicken pox. When my children were younger, I was like a wellness warrior mama. That's what they tell me now. And, you know, when I was going on, I said, okay, everyone line up. It was three of them. They're like my little army. They're like 5 years old, 7 and 10. Okay, here's your green drink. Take this now. Here's your fruit. You know, I make the little lunches in a little brown bag. And I remember one time I saw one of the green drinks still sitting at the table. And at that time, I would put them in a cabin. They'd go to this private cultural school. And I saw one glass. I jumped in my sneakers. I poured that cup in a jar, closed the jar, and I did a brinkmanship. I ran to the corner. I said, stop, like it's a prince in the name of love. And I had the cab driver bring the window down. I said, which one of you did not take your green drink? You know this green drink is going to protect you. In other words, they're like, okay, that's my mother. It's vibration. I knew if I could get the green drink in them, that would be their, that would be a vibrational protection. So Everyone else said, I had my drink. And so I figured out which one didn't. And the cab driver had to wait, and they had their lunches with them. Now, later on, they told me to sneak out and get sugar. That's why they were bouncing off the wall sometimes, having learning problems. So I figured it out, you know. But what I did is I gave them a foundation. And that's what we must give to our families. We must give to our families a legacy of wellness. And how you begin that is heal thyself. As I said in my first book, Heal Thyself, that is what I did. I healed myself, and I could not keep it to myself. Because I love people so much, I love my people so much, I want them to get what the good that I have. And I know that we all have. We're destined for greatness when we detox. So that process of healing others, healing your family, healing your community, healing those in your spiritual circle, we must move this energy that it goes out. We must move this energy virally. It might go out into the world. We must talk about our testimonies. And let it be everywhere we turn, we're talking about cleansing. That's what's taking place. I mean, I talked about that today in my day. I said, well, one of the things that I've noticed in this last 2 years in particularly, that people are getting into health and healing in big time, but what they're doing is they're grabbing at straws. They grab a little juice here, they grab a little clay there, they get a little vitamin C over here, but they haven't formed a lifestyle. They're just grabbing, and they feel frustrated because they don't have a method. This is a lifestyle that you have your morning wellness, a lifestyle of midday wellness, and a lifestyle of sunset wellness. So as you take on this lifestyle, your body will restore from any dis-ease. Now, in the book, The City of Wellness, I will call out the seven kitchens of consciousness. So you can know that there's growth that's going to take place, and it's going to be fun. And it's exciting, and it's different. It's unique for many, first time hearing it for some. But you're going to enjoy the fact that you're learning and you're growing and that you're going to become your own healer. And that is a foundation that's worth its weight in emeralds. And so you have the first kitchen of consciousness. That is your vegan soul food kitchen of consciousness. These kitchens are based on the seven chakras. The Africans call them the seven arit, the energy wheels of light and power. And we must turn the light on in our house, all seven of them, and that will connect us to the total 12. So the first one of eating those foods from your family, from your tribe, from your clan, that's why it's an International Soul Food Kitchen, that connects you to your family. There's so many vegetarians, live food eaters that get disconnected because they tell their family, I'm a live foodist. Your family look at you like you're crazy. And they do not jump on board. They actually look at you around the holidays while you have your little salad and they say, yeah, that's so-and-so's child. That child, she's a little crazy, a little touched. And that's on them. They don't. So there's no, the only way you can get in, you have to be able to show food on the table they're familiar with, that you have not fried, that you have not microwaved, that you have prepared from scratch, that it's not from canned, it's not from frozen foods, so 60% of the nutrition is destroyed, but it's from all whole foods. And they will say, wow, this tastes really good. And it's all whole. It's all natural. So that's the first kitchen. The second kitchen deals with the chakras, the Adrit, that is your reproductive center. That's your manifestation kitchen of consciousness. During the middle of the day is when we are ready to project, to push out, to bring forth, to birth. But at that time, we're eating a lunchtime that's going to actually nullify, that's going to numb out, that's going to make you tired. So after lunch, you're really looking at the clock every hour trying to get through the day. And so, but if you're eating whole foods rather than hamburgers and french fries, clogging up your arteries, causing your pressure to rise, causing you to be constipated. If you want to have a burger, have a soy burger as a transition. Make your own burger from oats as a transition. Or you'll have a large salad, some steamed veggies. All there's juice bars everywhere. People are getting into health and healing. So you can get a green juice. And you can get your green life formula from me, and you can mix that and be fortified in your lunchtime, not denatured, devalued, and broken down. Then you have the third kitchen, which is your live food kitchen. That deals with your digestion. So the more life-giving foods that you take into the body filled with live enzymes, the greater your health and vitality and energy. And then you have your heart kitchen. That's your emerald green kitchen. The color for the heart in your meditation is green. And so the more that you take foods from the garden, the more that you take your plant life and it's uncooked, the greater your rejuvenation, your vitality. So you can rejuvenate your liver on green foods and green juices. You can, if you have sclerosis of the liver, you can rejuvenate your kidneys. So if you are right before you get to that dialysis, which is unnecessary, rejuvenate your kidneys yourself. Get your cucumbers, your watercress, your parsley. Learn how to use food as medicine. You then are now having those greens in all their forms. I give you several recipes. Then your heart is opening up, the mercy, the compassion, the forgiveness, and then you're going to be happy every day of your life. The more you take in the greens from the field, the more joy you're going to have. It's going to flow from you. You're going to start singing and dancing for joy. That is our natural state. And when you're depressed, it's because you're not in the garden with your lifestyle. Then that's the fourth arit, the fourth chakra, opening up the heart. Then you move into the fifth arit, and that's your fastest kitchen. And the fastest kitchen is where you're taking your juice therapy. So as you're starting to heal, you want to have vegetable juice once or twice every day. Your body's made of 75% liquid. So as you're taking in the vegetable juices, you're building up this new body of light and energy. And 25%. And then you have one meal of fresh fruit juice to detox. The fruits detox, the vegetables repair, rebuild. There are several juice recipes in that fifth kitchen of consciousness. I mean, the fifth in the throat, which helps you to have a greater level of communication. And what you speak, you create. Then you go now from kitchen one to five, that deals with all the various recipes to use food as medicine. Now, when you get to the sixth kitchen and the seventh kitchen is state of mind. When you reach the sixth kitchen, that means that that is the healer's kitchen. And there is an affirmation that I would give to you to write that down. And this is an affirmation that will carry you from a sick body to a well body, from a sad mind to a joyous mind, from a heavy heart to a light heart. As you say this every day, as you take your food from the garden. And this is how it goes. So you relax in the morning and you relax as the sun sets, and you put your palms in your lap, and you say this once or twice. Breathe in deep from the bottom of your feet up to your crown, and you'll say, the power to heal is within me, and I have the power to heal myself. Breathe in and breathe out, and you say it again. The power to heal is within me, and I have the mighty power to heal myself. Breathe in and breathe out.
Words have power. Words are medicine. The ancient Metuinter word for words of power is hekau. So as you speak your hekau, as you speak your words of power into your tissues, into your cells, into your heart, into your womb, into your prostate, onto your skin, as you speak yourself into wholeness, you shall become what you say. And that takes us from the healer's kitchen of consciousness. That is your sixth kitchen. I have buried 10 healers, and the healers were younger than me and a few slightly older than me. And I had to reflect, because these are healers that I knew, and I had to say, what happened to these healers? What is my lesson right here? And one of the things that came to me is that if a whole civilization, which is based on the spirit of Ma'at, balance, truth, and righteousness, to harmony of the heart, if we were to live in harmony in our hearts, if we would not harbor, if we would not hold on to the pain, but learn from every lesson, then we would not be heavy in our bodies, and we would be joyous. And that joy would send out those endorphins to our body, and we would be able to digest life and digest relationships and learn from all our relations. Every lesson is a blessing. And the final kitchen of consciousness, as I close out, is the liberation kitchen of consciousness. And at that time, I would go walk from my home to my center that was at another location. And on my way there, I would see two kitchens. They were the soup kitchens. And people would be lined up to go and have their meal. And I wouldn't judge them. They were having white bread and they were having fried chicken or potatoes with butter. It's all good. I would see the compassion of a spiritual house giving, opening up their doors to have a soup kitchen. I saw the mm-hmm. divinity. And I realized that I was having a soup kitchen for 25 years. And that was my one-day fasting detox, where I would give tonics out throughout the day and give inspiration and information. And then at the end of the day, everyone would partake with a vegan meal. So just as I've been doing, I say I want to pass it on to you and all those who are listening. May you heal thyself so much so that you are so inspired, that you are encouraged and uplifted to help your brothers, your sisters, your mother, your father, your community, your neighbors, your coworkers. Let us work together to spread wellness to everyone that we meet by first living that example, living a healed life, living a detox life. Thank you.
Yes, and we do have 20 minutes left on the live stream. If you want to call in with your comments or questions on the presentation, you can do so right now. The call-in number is 917-932-8881, and we will take your calls. All you have to do is press your hand, press 1 and raise your hand, and you'll be able to see that you're on the line with any comments or questions. Queen of Four, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show, first and
Thank
foremost.
You. Thank
and
you.
And to be able to share in such wisdom that you are able to give to us. I'm discovering that on my journey of wellness and healing and detoxification, that it often becomes hard to balance between helping others heal and doing the work that you have to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then healing yourself simultaneously. And I feel like as people who are naturally healers or have caring spirits, we tend to give so much to others and then sometimes forget about ourselves. So what advice do you give to other people who aspire to be healers and their ability to keep balance between healing themselves and helping heal others?
Well, one of the things is, just as others will come to you, they will be lifted up through you. You then have to connect to a healer who's seasoned, and that's what you've done, so that you will be then charged and lifted up. And so the healer, there is a healing affirmation that helps to complete that circle, and that's in the healer's kitchen. And this affirmation is this: I am a healer, and I am healing myself and all my relations. For all my relations are my reflection. Therefore, as I heal myself, I heal all my relations. So what are we saying? In order to actually be a really powerful healer, you have to continue to heal yourself daily. Don't ever think that we arrive. We're arriving to another destination, to a higher place. So before you go out to share with others, you make sure that you take care of yourself. Get your tonic in. Get your healing bath in. Make your lunch for the day. If the ticket you can't get to, if there's not a place for you to get your food outside, you carry your food with you. And then when you come home at the end of the day, you go back to healing all over again. You have to wash off your day. You take your healing bath and you put your, light your candle in. You don't have to do it every day, but you'll do it at least every other day in terms of the nice, long healing soak. You light your blue candle for the inner peace. You light your white candle for the clarity. You light your green candle for greater healing. You light your yellow candle for high wisdom. You light your purple candle for divine intelligence. So you can work with your spirit daily. Because whether you're on this path for 10 years, 20, 30 years or more, the only way that you can continue to serve in wholeness and in gratitude and in peace is to keep your healing spirit for yourself. Continue to honor yourself. And then when the seasons come, you're doing a deeper cleansing. So you have your day-to-day lifestyle. But when the seasons come, the new season comes, you take yourself to a 21-day higher ground. So if you're on a higher ground with your juicing, say you're on a vegetarian lifestyle, and then after your 21 days from the vegetarian lifestyle, then you may say, okay, let me put myself on a total juice fast. So that's taking you to higher ground. Or this 21-day detox, you're going to be on chlorophyll. You're going to be mostly green juices. So you're having your wheatgrass. You're having your green. So in other words, as a healer of this work, as a practitioner, you actually have to heal more than everybody else. You can't heal less because you already passed the test and now all the diseases are gone. And in order to keep that going, because what happens is even when people hug you to embrace you, they are – heavy many times. They're depressed. They're sad. Mm-hmm. So they need somewhere to deposit the hurt. So when one hugs you and they're hurting, where do you think they're going to deposit the hurt? Mm-hmm. In your arms, mm-hmm. In your heart. They'll drop it. And so you, if you breathe in, you got it. It's yours now. The only way that you cannot get sick from working, like the way that you're working, is you have to deposit it. It's coming to you. Release it as it's coming to you. And that's how you don't catch the same sickness that those who are coming to get well do you.
Yes, great advice. We have a caller with their hand raised from the 404 area code. Caller from the 404 area code, you are live on Conversations with the Queen. Do you have any comments or questions?
Grace and peace, sister. I just wanted to ask Queen Afua, what would she suggest for men that have low testosterone as far as natural foods that they can actually take and use besides the doctor wants to give, like, testosterone shots or whatever to balance it out?
Mm-hmm. Well, but one thing I want to say is get the book, Man, Heal Thyself, Journey to Optimal Wellness. It's based on the five wounded men and how to overcome, taking on the wellness warrior spirit, and then the 12 evolved men, which is inside of every man. And there are affirmations, there's foods, there's juices, there's herbs, there's prayers to help to repair. So a combination, I do have the man's herbal formula, but you can also know that the saw pimento berries, the dandelion, the alfalfa, those are builders that helps to repair the prostate. Also, to keep the prostate healthy and vibrant is to invert. Every day, sunrise and sunset, you lay flat in your bed. You put your legs up against the wall in 45-degree angle that allows the blood to flow down through the legs, down into the prostate. As a man gets older, the legs start to become more waterlogged. And also, as it gets older, the colon starts to extend. So the inversion will get the blood into the prostate so that there'll be more vitality and oxygen. You do 10 minutes in the morning, flatten your bed, legs in 45 degrees by your bedpost, and 10 minutes at night. And then you massage your abdominal area. Also, if there's congestion or blockage in the prostate, sometimes it's constipation. So if you have three meals a day, there should be three bowel movements a day. If you have three meals a day and there's only one bowel movement for the day, at the end of 7 days, you have 14 meals that are still impacted in the colon. That colon then becomes prolapsed, and it will then, instead of it being above the navel, it goes under the navel, drops down on the prostate, drops down on the bladder. So we have to flush that colon out with your flaxseed, with your okra, with your green juice, with your salads, with your green life formers. You start flushing out, then the prostate won't have the weight of the organs above pressing down, and then by taking your green juices and living this life, this detox lifestyle, then the body, the prostate is a reflection of the rest of your system. When the prostate is weakened, that means your blood is weakened. When the prostate is weakened, the arteries are clogged up. So that's why I look at the whole body as healing the whole body, but taking herbs, that's a start. As you can hear, that it takes all these components together that come into harmony as a lifestyle. But though that's a combination you could work with, having 3 cups of water, boil it at night, turn off the flame, and add 3 teaspoons of these herbs in, or you get the Man's Life Formula, and you can just check my website and get the Man's Life Formula. Also, for the man's prostate, you get the rejuvenation clay. Take a tablespoon of the clay, a heaping tablespoon of the clay, put it on a gauze, and put that over the prostate and keep that on overnight. And it will send zinc, potassium, because most of the times the prostate is lacking zinc. So it will send zinc, potassium, calcium directly into the prostate. And so your prostate will become healthy and more vibrant with time, time well spent in wellness.
All right, thank you, my sister.
Is your question? Hi, right, thank you for
thank
calling
you.
In.
Thank you.
All right. We do have 12 minutes left. If you do have any calling questions, just call in the numbers 917-932-8881. I've just dropped the Queen's website into the live chat for those who are in there so you can get more information. So, Queen of Four, how can they get in contact with you and take part in all these wonderful workshops and get the information and the detox kits? How can anybody reach you?
Okay, what I'm going to do is we did this some months ago, and it was just really fantastic. What I'm going to do for this week particularly, I'll be offering free to all those who said they were on this call a 10-minute free tune-up. Well, you can call me privately, and you'll tell me that you was on this show, and I'll give you 10-minute tune-up. You'll tell me what the issue, not a lot of things, but because 10 minutes goes very quickly. Come ready with pen and pad. They can call me at 718-221-4325, 718-221-4325. So that will be an open house for you. So you can come with your one question, and then I will then tell you this, do this, 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 all these things you have to do, and that's some things you can do that's already in the house. Those who are ready now, just go to deeper and get a 7-day kit or a 21-day kit or a full consultation. I do an hour consultation, 30 minutes. Then you can also change, you know, upgrade yourself and go ahead and do that. But just for those who want to have a little private moment where we can talk about whatever that issue is and you don't necessarily want to speak about it here, it's okay. Call 221-HEAL. The phone is being picked up between 10 and 6. If we don't get back to you immediately, you'll be gotten back at some point during the day, and we'll just book you right in.
You heard it. So make sure you tell Queen of Four that you heard it, or you heard it through Conversations with the Queen. And you'll be able to get that 10-minute tune-up All right, Queen, it's been wonderful having you. Are there any last things that you want to say, any last-minute shout-outs, any last-minute words that you want to get in before we close out the show?
Yes. This is something that I have been really praying for some years, and I saw it yesterday. I went to the printer, and I saw it. So I just want to put just like the first time I'm talking about it, because it just happened. And this is, I have charts to set up your nutrition kitchen pharmacy. But I finally have a chart for your hydrotherapy bath spa, your home spa. So you are, I have everything. I have spiritual herbs you can take to detox your seven chakras, your seven energy centers. I have a list of physical herbs you can take to detoxify all the organs. I also have in here the soot bath, how to give a soot bath and a salt bath and apple cider vinegar bath and a master herbal and a circulatory therapeutic bath and a de-stress bath. And then I have your other types of detoxing, from your sinus detox to your colon detox to your douche detox to your prostate. From the prostate, that's why I gave to the brother to put the clay over the prostate. That's your intimate bath. And then I have the drinking of your tonics to flush while you're in the tub to the various organs. And then I have the various candles, the colors for different spiritual aspects of yourself that you're opening up. And so this is the Queen of Four Wellness Technology Home Care System. This has not hit the press yet. I'm telling you for the first time, you're the first ones to hear about it, and it will be available in 2 weeks. And so then you'll be able to have this in your bathroom, and you'll be able to do all your water surgery. Why do I say the word water surgery? Because when you get into that bathroom and you start to see all the different ways that you can actually wash away the dis-ease, wash away that blockage in the system that we call high blood pressure, that we call aches and pains, that we call prostate blockage, or we call STDs. When you realize that you can use water therapy to balance out the body, mind, and spirit, just as you can use food therapy and herbal therapy and plant-based therapy to restore the body, you'll now have a plethora of information to really get into that hydrotherapy work. So I welcome everyone to check my website at www.queenofour.com. You can also call during the day for your 10-minute tune-up or for deeper work at 718-221-4325. And just remember this, that no matter what has happened on your journey of life, no matter what the challenge, the sun is sure to come again, because the power to heal you and all of your relations is within you. So I thank you so much for having me with Conversations with the Queen. It's been a great joy and honor for you calling me and bringing me forth and having me to share with our community wellness.
Definitely. Well, thank you, Queen, for coming on and sharing. And thank you for being an integral part of all of our healing. Thank you.
Peace. Thank you. Many blessings and peace. Okay.
All right, you've been listening in to Conversations with the Queen. We do air every Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can catch us next week for our next show, again at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on every Monday. All right, I'm going to take it out with a meditation song, Ramadasa, and it's a great song for your healing. All right, peace and blessings.
Ramadasa.